In 1975, writer Alice Walker wrote an essay about her search for Zora Neale Hurston. The essay helped lift from obscurity the work and life story of the most widely published female author of the Harlem Renaissance in the 1930s. Walker, whose novel The Color Purple won the Pulitzer Prize, never met Hurston, but she feels a profound connection to her. As part of Intersections, Morning Edition series on artists and their inspirations, Walker talks with NPR's Verdamé Grosvenor about Hurston and their shared Southern roots.
Janie Barrett Teacake in Palm Beach. She knew he loved the glades, but it was...
Alice Walker curls up on her living room couch and reads from Zora Neale Hurston's 1937 novel, Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Then the band played, and Teacake rode like a pharaoh to his tomb. No expensive veils and robes for Janie this time. She went on in her overalls. She was too busy feeling grief to dress like grief.
Alice Walker believes that as a world, as a planet, we are in a state of grief, and the most appropriate thing to do is to just grieve for what is being lost.
It is the grandmother spirit, the strong grandmother, the centered grandmother, the no-nonsense grandmother. That's what's missing in this culture. That's who should be speaking to us now, in this hour.
For Alice Walker, Zora Neale Hurston embodied the disciplined, loving authority of the grandmother spirit of the earth. By holding firmly to the authentic inner life of the black rural South, Walker says Hurston provided cultural nourishment and spiritual food.
So we are in her debt in a major way because she was an anthropologist. She took that on, the discipline of learning how to do it so that it could be made into forms that would last even in what were then basically white people's libraries.
It was in library collections that Hurston's work, novels, essays, and plays, gathered dust for 30 years after the Harlem Renaissance.
If I could have Langston Hughes sitting where you're sitting right this minute, I would really want to know why he didn't tell me about her.
Alice Walker knew poet Langston Hughes while she was still a student at Sarah Lawrence College in the mid-60s. Hughes knew Zora Neale Hurston in the 1930s. Both writers got financial support from the same rich, controlling white patron. Hughes and Hurston had a bitter falling out and never reconciled.
I feel that part of my reason for being in this lifetime is to heal their friendship in myself. And I do that in myself by understanding them. I feel like I understand what it was like for them to be so hard up and so struggling and so needy of support to do work that really sustains us all to this day.
Langston Hughes included an early Alice Walker story in his 1967 anthology, The Best Short Stories by Black Writers. It took years for Walker to realize that there was a story by Zora Neale Hurston just pages away called The Gilded Six Bits.
I think what that means is that I read all the men, and even if I had read a little of her Gilded Six Bits, it had probably seemed so familiar and so country and so much what I was used to in Georgia that I just didn't pay much attention to it.
But several years later in Mississippi, a neighbor lent Alice Walker a copy of Hurston's novel, Their Eyes Were Watching God. She began studying Hurston's life and works. In 1973, Walker found herself in Fort Pierce, Florida, in the Garden of Heavenly Rest. She walked among the high weeds, fearing snakes, as she looked for Zora Neale Hurston's unmarked grave.
I actually started to call to her, to Zora, and I just kind of stepped into this hole, which was the only thing that looked like a grave in the area.
A struggling young writer then, Walker bought a modest headstone for Hurston's grave and had it inscribed, A Genius of the South. She later edited a Zora Neale Hurston reader that borrows a Hurston quote for its title. I love myself when I'm laughing and then again when I'm looking mean and impressive.
I felt, and I still feel, I will always feel, very daughterly and very niecely in relation to Zora, and I feel a responsibility to her.
When Hurston died in 1960, all of her stories about hoodoo doctors, fruit pickers, and workers in sawmill and turpentine camps were out of print. Famed novelist Richard Wright once accused her of creating minstrel characters designed to make white folks laugh. But Alice Walker says Zora Neale Hurston was wildly in love with people of color and wanted to make sure they had a foundation in their own reality.
Without a foundation in our own reality, you can see this happening all the time. People don't know what to do. They don't know what to buy. They don't know what kind of house to live in. They don't know who they are. For God's sake and Goddess's sake, appreciate who you are. There is nobody finer on this planet for you to emulate than yourself.
My name is Zora Neale Hurston. This song is called Shove It Over, and it's a Latin rhythm pretty generally distributed all over Florida. When I get in the Illinois, I'm going to spread the news about the Florida boys. Shove it over. Hey, 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 you'll catch a line there. Oh, shack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a-lack-a. Can't you move it? Hey, hey, oh, can't you try?
Zora Neale Hurston's work is back in print, and Alice Walker's new novel is called Now Is the Time to Open Your Heart. I'm Verda Mae Grosvenor, NPR News.
An excerpt of Alice Walker's new book and audio of her reading Zora Neale Hurston's work are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.